854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Monday, June 13th, 2026. Boy, everyone's in their places with bright, smiling faces, right?
You bet. You bet.
Even Jim Russell.
Yep. And do we get to blame you for all this incredible heat with your weatherman duties?
Oh, probably. I usually get the blame anyway, right?
You deserve it.
It's the IPF factor at other stations I work for. It's Paul's fault.
Very good.
That's just how it works sometimes. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Public Safety Day. We take a little break from politics today anyway. And with us on the show, we have Chief Pete Palafis.
Good morning, Lake Havasu City.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
I think you're losing your grip a little bit. The hand grip.
Oh, come on.
Not that grip.
Oh.
You've always got a grip on everything.
Yeah, I do.
No, your hand grip.
Was a little weak today?
I kind of cracked your knuckle.
Well, I know.
When we shook hands. I
must be dehydrated.
I think you were just... like giving me one. The first one was harder.
I got to be nice to you.
The second one was like, he let me have that
one. I did.
And we have a special guest in the studio in place of Chief Troy Sterling. I don't know if anyone can replace him, but he's in place of.
You'll have to ask Chad about that.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Captain Chad Williams, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Yeah. And just as advertised, right? He's a captain.
He is a captain.
And what are you, Captain? You were telling me the divisions.
Yeah, we have a support division, which essentially is overseeing our jail, our dispatcher records, and I'm operations, so I'm pretty much over most of our sworn police officers.
Okay, so operations, would that include 911?
No, that's support, so that's our dispatch center. I'm over detectives, patrol, our investigative areas. So.
The real police kind of work.
Pretty much, yeah.
So that would mean Sergeant Gray is under you, right?
Correct. Not directly, but yes.
Oh, okay. No, I understand. The rank would be captain, lieutenant, and then sergeant.
Correct.
Right? And then where are the detectives in that?
So the detectives are inside the investigations unit underneath Sergeant Gray, and then we have another narcotics sergeant, so oversees our narcotic detectives.
So sergeant is over detectives. Okay, now I get it.
How many detectives do you have?
So we have six right now that are in our criminal investigations unit, and then we have four that are currently in our special investigations, the narcotics side.
So 10?
10 total, yeah.
10 total,
but in two
gosh.
Separate units.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Nobody should be able to get away with anything in Havasu then.
Well, you'd be surprised. They stay real busy.
You do stay busy. Interesting.
And lately it's been like either vandalism vandalism. Graffiti we count it as vandalism. Mm-hmm. Havasu Silent Witness had a pretty good, they helped break a case, right,
sure.
With the graffiti. How does all that work with the awareness of with the public in that? And when do the rewards kick in with Havasu Silent Witness? I think a lot of people say they see the story that says call Havasu Silent Witness, but it doesn't say a reward is possible or anything like that. You know, when do the rewards actually kick in? I'm the one on the board, and I don't know.
Sure. So that's generally a decision made between our investigative supervisors and the board itself or the lead on the board, our liaison. they meet, as you're aware, every couple months, and they discuss different cases that we have, some that are a prospect for rewards, and then some that we already have outstanding rewards for that we've publicized. And ultimately, once we make an arrest based on a reward that was already published, we get with, obviously, our board liaison, and then through the process, they essentially get that money funded at a local bank anonymously for that individual to go ahead and receive that reward.
Okay, I get it. And that would be Kathy, who's the treasurer on the board.
Correct, right? Kathy Stewart.
But you also have Sergeant Gray and Susan Bielecki
are the PD liaisons.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Okay, so they kind of they're the string between. That's what liaison is. Did you know that, Chief?
No. I learn something new every day.
You have an MBA. You pretty much know everything, right?
No, I wouldn't say I know everything, but I appreciate learning.
All right. Give us an update on Fire Station 7. We've heard a little bit with those folks with the city, you know, the city manager and that, and we have a new budget coming up, a new budget year. So how does Fire Station 7 fit into all that?
Yeah, sure. So sure. You know what, because I do listen to your show on Speak Out when the city manager and director of public works, Ron Froggen, agenda was approved on June 9th. The city council approved the contract with a guaranteed max price with Wilming for the construction of Fire Station 7. So we're working on the groundbreaking. Hopefully it's going to be like in the first week of July. Just want to make sure. I'm not going to announce the date just yet. We're just making sure that the plans. But in the capital projects, Station 7's been on the capital budget for a while. And this is just the process that has taken us to get to this point where we can start moving earth. It's been long overdue. We've done our studies, we've followed our plans, we have the data, we have the information, we have a gap in fire and EMS coverage in that area, and Station 7 is going to come to fruition very soon. So build-out time, they're saying about 11 months, we'll say it about a year, so in June or July of 2027, we should be doing a open house.
So, you've been working on this since you came here.
Yeah, so since 2020. I mean, I arrived April 11th. It's been a long journey, but I have to thank the city manager, the mayor, council for approving this. This is something that is needed for the community. It's been needed for quite a while, and we're coming to the finish line, and I'm very proud to be a part of it. It's a functional station that is blending into the neighborhood to provide service to that service area that is needed. So it's been a great accomplishment. I look forward to really finishing the end of that line. But the thing is, it will still need staffing. So the thing is, we're going to make sure that we're going to hire in April of 2027. We're looking for six individuals. So I'm just glad we have our programs in place with our recruitment, our CTE program at the high school, our EMS program at the high school, our fire apprenticeship program that started in January. I mean, so we have planned for this day to occur. Mm-hmm. But also, I have retirements coming in 2027. I have over 15 retirements. Wow. Coming in December 31st of 2027, and some high-ranking positions that are going to need to be filled. But through my time here from 2020, I've known about this. So we have had planning, succession planning, our individuals, and I want to promote with internal individuals. Mm-hmm. So we gave them a career path and a plan to follow to get promoted and move up into these important roles. I mean, it is it kind of shows my age is when I see 18-year-old, 19-year-olds are on the street. It's just like we need to just make sure we embrace them, give them the experience, and we get enough experience here in Havasu. I mean, we run over 10,000 calls a year for fire and EMS. So we are, as we grow, our demand for our service and public safety to police and fire is growing also. So it's an important step. I'm just glad that we were able to make this.
One of the amazing things I learned from what he just said, You've been here 6 years?
Yeah. I know. We're the same.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's gone by quick. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I really enjoy the community. The people here are just great. The visitors, too, that come and embrace Havasu. Again, I've always said this, and it's really true and dear to my heart that it's a blessing to be able to serve Lake Havasu City as their chief and also be a resident and raise my family here in Lake Havasu. So
I couldn't help but think with the new staffing, where did the battalion chiefs come from? Because isn't that like one per shift? Or
so we do.
How
have,
does that work?
We currently have one per shift, and then I have two battalion chiefs.
I mean for the new station.
Well, the thing is, let's get our structure correct, Paul.
Okay.
The thing is, I need individuals. I need captains, engineers, and firefighters. The battalion chief is, I'm reaching that point of my span of control for one battalion chief. So span of control is really about 5 to 7. 7 being the max. If you think that battalion chief that is on duty right now is in charge of 6 stations.
Oh.
All right? And each of those stations have a captain, have an engineer, and have firefighters. So the thing is, there's where if obviously we keep on growing, then our structure has to keep on growing to make sure that we're safe. We have to remember that we are a sole provider here for fire and EMS. We have River Medical for ambulance, and we do have our neighbors, Desert Hills, that provides us aid, and it's mutual, too. We provide them aid. But the thing is, we really have no one else. We're not in a metropolitan area like the Valley where I have just a lot of resources at the palm of my hands. We're very limited with resources, so we need to make sure that we have the right resources for the demand and services that is required.
Wow, what about recruitment of police officers, Captain Williams?
That's been an issue for I've been there 25 years this month, so it's been we've never been fully staffed. We're actually 2 officers away for the first time to being fully staffed.
Is that because of the age requirement, yours being 21 and Chief Palaf is obviously the fire service is 18? It's a big difference those 3 years, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean obviously you want to grab the attention of individuals that are fresh out of high school and before they're going into college. We don't have that ability. They have to start at the age of 21. So that has been a contending issue for many years where, yes, they go off to college, they find something else they may want to do, maybe they go into the military, and we don't have that. But we are working on programs right now. The chief has implemented with a PSA positions, police service assistant positions. We have an apprentice, which is a contracted position, and then we have 4 that were approved in this recent budget essentially to help fill that gap. Ultimately, that's what the apprentice position is, and then these non-sworn civilian positions to help pick up some slack for the officers, because we have traditionally been running very short-staffed.
Look at that, breaking news.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard this yet.
Because you don't listen sometimes.
No, it's because the budget was just approved.
No, but the thing is, the budget hasn't been approved. We have a tentative budget.
True.
Budget
well,
the
true.
Next, and I don't want to get semantics. I really
I know
like
what you mean,
you,
though.
But the thing is, it gets approved next
officially budget. Approved.
Officially approved.
Yes.
And then we could start July 1st is our new fiscal year, which has always been interesting for me because I've always been on a calendar year budget-wise. We look forward to getting this approved.
I guess I kind of equate that to the career technical education part that you have, the CTE program at the high school, but they don't have that, right, at the police?
Correct. No.
The police department does not have that.
Well, the thing
this is a little bit different.
I love their motto of having the apprentice and then these non-sworn individuals. Uh-huh. They're creating that pipeline for individuals, but the high school does have a public safety police CTE program that they can
learn
about it.
Do you feel a little third
change,
person right now?
It doesn't change the age gap issue that we encounter. But
okay. I thought he felt a little third person at the moment. You know?
No, I feel good. Chief's great.
Yeah, Chad's great. We have a great relationship with the police department.
So recently, Captain Williams, we had an incident. It was last week was the arrest with campaign signs. Vandalism, people taking signs out of the ground, and I wanted to know what are the penalties for that, number one, and what evidence do police need to make an arrest if somebody's out there and they see somebody messing with campaign signs?
Sure. Yes, we did have a recent incident. Obviously, it's really no different than making an arrest on any type of other crime. You gather evidence, whether it be physical, circumstantial, whatever type of evidence that may be. This particular incident, we had an individual that was not happy with these signs, was removing them, was observed by a witness. That witness then got a license plate, so it was easy as that for us to follow up with. Penalties can range. Obviously, there's statutes that support Class 2 misdemeanors regarding campaign infractions, campaign sign, vandalism. But we can also utilize just regular criminal damage, which is Class 1 misdemeanor, depending on what it is. Or it could be aggravated depending on the dollar amount. So that could bring it into a felony range if perhaps it was thousands of dollars in damage.
Oh, I was going to say, when does it turn into felony? It has to be that much.
$1,000 starts at your lower felony, your Class 6s, and then it goes up from there as far as...
Yeah, this was... I don't know if you know about this, Jim, but 7 counts.
Yeah, I saw the article in the paper.
So 7 different candidates is how that works, right?
Correct. 7 different signs. So you had 7 different victims, per se, essentially, in that incident.
Wow. All right. Is it up to them, those victims, then, to want to press charges to where it becomes criminal?
Correct. Yes. I mean, in any type of crime, we definitely need the aid of a victim to want to desire prosecution. Mm. Otherwise, the case really doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, interesting. All right, let's take a short break, and we got Request for Country from our guest, right?
Yep.
Not the other chief, but he likes country, too.
Well, I feel like I'm always a guest, too. So Chad's with me. We're guests.
I like it.
But you're more of a journey guy.
Yes, I am.
Right. I got you. And that is Chief Pete Palafis, of course, with the fire department, and Captain Chad Williams is with the police department, and Brother Jim Russell is with DSM Events.
Yes, no department.
You guys had some news last week or recently, right?
Recently as to the sale of Desert Storm, yes.
That's pretty big.
Yes,
it
was.
I'm sure everyone's heard about that by now. So.
Yeah, a lot of people have.
You still get questioned on that?
A little bit. The good news is the event should... grow as a result of the sale.
Oh, good.
IHRA will truly plan to take it to really the next level.
That's the Hot Rod Association. Did you know that?
Oh, thanks, Paul. I learned something new too.
That's their official name.
Are you sure you're not a teacher?
I'm positive. Okay. Just a talk show host. All right, we'll be back with more. 928-854-5687 is the number if you want to call in. Or if you want to text us, it's 928-727-5566. Back with more in a moment on the Monday edition of Speak Out.
Sisters using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brothers wearing beads.
I just went to UNLV, so, basketball, you could tell, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm literally the shortest person in the room. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, by Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and from the mind of Dallas Finch. Dallas, are your ears burning, by the way? Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo, great pizza, sandwiches, and salads, home to the Booby Dropper, Main Street, Havasu. And don't forget, on Wednesday, this Wednesday, is the primary candidates forum. It starts at 5 as far as the doors opening and you being able to meet the candidates there in the what is that called?
Foyer.
That's not the
lobby.
Foyer,
I
can't remember the name of it. Anyway, live at 5:30 on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free, and on KNTRTalk.com, where we'll be streaming. The concourse. Yes. That's the area around.
It's like we're in an airport.
Around the city. Kind of. Well, it is a public area around the gate, or the opening.
In the public
the
area.
That's right.
Where the
That's
people
right.
will be.
That's right. And, we'll go till about 7:30, possibly 8, depending on how it goes. So there you go. We'll have candidates for mayor, city council, and legislative district 30 will be there. So there's 5 of those, by the way, the latter.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. You plan on voting?
I that's my God-given right too, and I will.
Do you vote early? I'm going to ask everybody. Do you vote early or on election day?
Me personally, I like election.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I. What about you, Chad?
I vote early.
You vote early.
I do.
Okay, so we got a 2-1. What about you, Jim?
Early.
Early. Duh. There you go. 2-2.
Yeah.
Kind of split at the table, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
I just don't vote by mail.
Yeah.
I'm not there. So, all right. So, social media and threats against the candidates, Captain Williams. There's been a little bit of this I hear from the candidates anyway. It's not your most cordial election season. Let's put it that way. What crosses the line with social media and threats from either the public? I haven't heard candidates threatening other candidates, but it's usually someone from the public.
Right.
What crosses the line there?
Well, it's difficult at times because obviously people have a First Amendment right to speak their mind politically, and people certainly get real passionate about it at this time. We just look at exactly what is being said, you know, when you cut everything away. I know a lot of our candidates understand that they need thick skin and that, you know, people are going to disagree with them professionally, personally, and politically. And most of the time, you know, stuff rolls off their back. But yes, inevitably, you do get some outliers at times where people just do cross the line. And generally, that's exactly what was said, what was the context in which it was said. And then we take a look at that. So ultimately, if somebody's, you know, threatening physical bodily harm to an individual and they have essentially a way to, you know, follow through with that threat, then generally that's going to meet the statutory definition and we're going to generally effect an arrest on something like that. If you have a keyboard warrior that is in New York who just doesn't, you know, like certain individuals and like Havasu, that sometimes changes things. But it ultimately, you know, we can take cases like that to the city prosecutor's office and still screen them for charges and things like that. So, again, it's what is exactly being said.
And Captain, do you actually get this kind of cases in Havasu? Do we
absolutely.
Really have that many nut cases?
Really?
It's not completely... an everyday thing by any means,
but it does exist.
We get some messages forwarded to us. Most of it being social media, because of course everybody will say something, you know, online, and they necessarily aren't going to say it to somebody's face. So we do spend a lot of time weeding through different messages or some correspondence that certain individuals have gotten, and then we take a look at it. Sometimes again, talk to our attorneys about it if it is a little bit gray, because a lot of times it is gray. People making kind of, you know, open-ended threats where you don't really have anything direct. And it's unfortunate because we don't like to see that, you know. We like to see everybody getting along and at least being peaceful with each other. But unfortunately, yeah, we do have that.
Does somebody have to come to you first with the complaint? Or is it something that you guys just tend to, like, haphazardly monitor some of these community groups on that?
We do both, actually.
Really?
So, we're constantly actually staying up to date on what's going on politically, watching the campaign videos and just being aware, because if we don't, we're a little behind the curve. So ultimately, we do keep up to date with that. And if we see something that's a little bit, you know, out of line, we will let that individual know that, hey, we noticed that what appeared to be a potential threat and have a discussion with them about, you know, how we'll handle it.
Wow. Really interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
That's why I'm happy I work at the fire department.
I was going to go to pool safety and water safety. That just seems a little, you know.
Yeah.
Not as important.
No, well, I think a lot of things are important. But let's just talk about the Happy Birthday to America coming up 4th of July.
250.
Yes,
we're all
250.
About that here.
Definitely look forward to that. Let's just kind of talk about fireworks in Lake Havasu City first. And then we can go to pool safety. And then we can also go to pavement safety in regards to the temperatures reaching up to about 180 degrees when we have temperatures roughly about 90 or to 100. But let's just start off with fireworks.
I was thinking that's what I used to walk on when I was a kid. We would dare each other to do that in Vegas on the blacktop.
Well, the thing is, I mean, during those temperatures within 30 seconds you can have contact burns. So it's the 7-second test to take the top of your hand, put it on the pavement. If you can't stay longer than 7 seconds, you're going to get burned. And that's what we got to watch out for, not only the kiddos but our pets. The pets are our family too, and we got to watch out for the paws. But let's just get back to fireworks if you don't mind, Paul.
Go for it.
Here in Lake Havasu, anything that goes up into the sky is illegal. So let's just say that, and sometimes around 4th of July, sometimes the town show is better than the real show. That we do have a lot of fireworks that, you know, we can't be everywhere every time to get it, but that's, we depend on neighbors and stuff to, if it does, we'd prohibit it, but we have to catch the individual doing it. But let's say fireworks, permissible fireworks, these are your sparklers, the ones, the fountains on the ground, your snakes, your smoke bombs, they are only available for use June 24th to July 6th and December 24th to January 3rd. So the ones that are going to force it is the police department if they do catch you. So just be safe, please, especially around any fireworks. I mean, these are great holidays for us to celebrate, especially this one being the 250. Be smart about it, please. Sure. We are having the city show down at Piccadilly Point. Mm-hmm. Look forward to that show occurring. Let the professionals use the real fireworks that go up into the sky. So just be safe about that. Kind of hit on the pavement. The thing is, we got increasing temperatures coming. That is going to be a lot extreme, higher temperatures on the ground. Make sure you're smart about it, especially with the dogs, the kids. Try to avoid peak times, but it's still going to be very warm. Now, too, with the warmer weather, we have pool safety, too. Please supervise the kiddos around the pools and the animals. Make sure you are diligent on how long you're spending out there. Hydrate. Be safe. Let's enjoy this summer. Drowning is still a big factor across the nation, especially with pools. Just take care of the kids and stuff. So what? I kind of wrap that all up.
What's the strategy on the pools, though? Is that like a designated pool watcher?
A designated pool watcher would be good. The thing is, you've got to watch out for each other. And even our vulnerable population is our kids and our elderly, especially watching your intake of alcohol. Because that definitely impedes the judgment, and sometimes you can have accidents that way, too, in drowning. And that's sure. Not only at the pool, that's out on the lake, too. It looks like it will be a busy season as usual, but we will have our fire boat. I know the police will be out there. The sheriff will be out there on both sides. So we always overstaff for our holiday to make sure that our local residents and our visitors that are coming here are safe.
You always hear these guys that they jump. It's mostly from the sheriff's office, not from the fire department, sure. Though. They jump from a boat, and they never resurface.
Yeah.
I mean, I've jumped from a boat before and thought, oh, boy, am I going to be able to get up. You go a lot deeper than you think you are, folks.
Sure. Well, that's why you have a life safety vest on.
Yeah, flotation.
I mean, you have to have
that's what
that.
I was supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, and remember that the anybody in a watercraft 12 years and younger has to have a vest on.
Chief, okay. I am embarrassed to say that I've lived here 1,000 years and I never realized that there were windows in time.
Oh yeah,
for the approved pyrotechnics for residents. I never knew that.
Yeah, mention that again.
Yeah, so the thing is, it's June 24th to July 6th, and then December 24th to January 3rd.
So, and as long as they're not aerial.
Yes.
If they're on the ground, you can have firecrackers and
As it doesn't go up in the air.
Well, are there extra patrols out for those people that are calling? You know, I would guess, what's the time cutoff for fireworks then for people that, you know, when they're celebrating at home? Those 4th of July parties.
So there is no really time.
There is not.
Let's be respectful because, I mean, where I live, there's been at 2 o'clock in the morning where I was kind of upset. And then the thing is, it's not only the disturbance, but it's the dogs.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of the dogs are just very frightened of loud explosions and stuff. It's just be respectful. Be good neighbors. That's all we ask. And the thing is, it's just, but be safe. The thing is, because we will hear about it, and we're actually trying to beef up our Fire Prevention Bureau to go out during that time, but I have to work side-by-side with the police officers to enforce it.
So, Captain Williams, when do you guys go out on those fireworks calls?
So, you know, generally we're talking 4th of July and then New Year's is when, obviously, our big moments are, and we're fully staffed, all hands on deck at those times.
Ah.
Obviously, With that being said, most of our resources are allocated to downtown and you know, scattered throughout the community to handle our calls for service that are obviously have increased over mm-hmm. those times. So making it to firework calls, it's a lower priority call than our domestic violences, than our crashes, than our DUIs, mm-hmm. and things like that. So it's really a balance of just allocating our personnel, trying to get them freed up and available to get to these incidents, which is also going to help with our, what I just mentioned previously, was our police service assistants. So when our officers are tied up, these are additional hands on deck that can get out there, determine is there certain aerial fireworks that obviously are illegal, take a report, get an officer over there to make a citation if necessary, and educate, of course. But ultimately, yeah, as Chief said, it's a heartache on a lot of the residents and on their kids. And some of the people are not being good neighbors because they don't live here. So they come here,
oh, sure,
you know, to party, have a good time in a vacation atmosphere, and then they don't necessarily worry about their yeah. neighbor.
And Paul, if you don't mind, usually when it does occur is mm-hmm. when we have a fire caused by a
oh,
fire.
Oh, sure.
So the thing is, and then it's just like, hey, we could say this all we want and have the resources or try, but usually it takes an incident to basically
change
things.
I had crazy neighbors in Fort Mojave who used to like to aim for rooftops.
Oh.
They're bottle rockets. They would aim them, not necessarily at mine, but just all over the neighborhood.
Sure.
Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It is. And what I was thinking is that with America 250 and that, is there extra grant money, say, from the governor's Office of Highway Safety? Because the 4th of July, July 4th is a Saturday this year. That yeah. makes it even worse. And then there might be some partying going on from the 3rd as well, right?
Yeah, we use GOHS money all the time for DUI extra enforcement, aggressive driving enforcement on the highway. So absolutely, it's something we're constantly using.
Yeah, you didn't realize it was on Saturday night, did you?
Yes.
Are you guys doing the fireworks?
We're assisting with the pyrotechnics. There's no festival,
okay.
But we're the Gold Lake Havasu is sort of without the structure that they had previously.
Right.
So we're just assisting, and as we developed a relationship with Atlantis, who did the great show for us for many years, in particular last year.
Right. I already had the question from somebody if it was going to be on the radio again, the music, and I don't believe that is the case this year.
No.
Right.
No, it'll just be a great pyrotechnic show.
Piccadilly Point?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So where we fired from last year, and thanks to Chief Pete and his fine protection there, we didn't burn anything down too violently.
Right. And this year, with the new move on my part, I can watch them right from a balcony.
You know, and
across the street.
Yeah, and we did that just for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
No, that was last year.
Oh, yeah, last year.
You're stretching the truth there. Either of you gentlemen, did you bring any statistics with you?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about? Well, the thing is, can I bring something up?
Anything up to date?
Well, I, if you don't mind, if we have a little time, I did want to talk about, we did have a early fire at a garage fire. Nice. I just have to stress, please, with this lithium-ion batteries or batteries in charging in your garage that are not climate control, please just unplug the chargers. And the thing is, or put the batteries in a climate control area, is because they're overheating. And the lithium-ion batteries are exploding, and then obviously fire, and then whatever consumable combustible materials you have in your garage, they will all light up too. So I just want to stress that we're going to try to our public education specialist is coming up with themes each month now for fire safety mm-hmm. that we're going to publish out through the city with our community engagement officer, is to get more diligent on that. Another thing too is, I know the Republic Service, remember we have the disposal of old oil mm-hmm. and old gasoline now at the landfill. And it was a great partnership with the city and Republic Service. Now we have that service. It is at a cost of service model, just to break even. There is a cost associated, but now you have another means of getting that old oil and old gasoline. And with our hazardous waste days that we do twice a year too, the next one that will be coming up in December. So I want to hit that. I'll hit my stats if you want to, or you want to take a break.
We're going to take a break first, but I want to find out from Jim. You have quite the fleet, I found out, over at DSM events as far as trucks go
yeah.
and vehicles and that. You guys must recycle a lot of oil.
Yeah, well, we do have a large number of vehicles and two semis and all of that, but very fortunately, specializing in Havasu, we don't put a lot of miles on our vehicles.
Well, this is true.
It's a big trip for us is going to Sarah Park.
Well, it's a time factor too, though, right?
Yeah.
Every 6 months, maybe?
Well, depending on the vehicle.
Yeah, but are you running full synthetic now?
Always have.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, I always have.
Wow, pretty spiffy. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell, my co-host on Mondays. And we've got Captain Chad Williams in the house from Lake Havasu City Police Department and our own chief, Pete Palafis from the fire department, right?
Yep.
Mr. Filibuster.
Yes.
You're good at it, though.
Thanks.
Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Again, the text line is open, 928-727-5566, or you can call in live at 928-854-5687. Stay with us. We'll be right back. So I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks, crossed against the light. For the park, the sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel there you go, Chief Pete, by request.
I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. I know you like your journey. Chick band, right?
Yes, chick band.
you want to see where the girls go see concerts? Go see Journey. That's it. That's what makes them a chick band.
Yep.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by The Chair, by Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, Shooter's Outpost, by Solar Power, by Esme Electric, Doritos Place, Legacy Rehab and Care, and A&B Propane. Ooh, there's a source right there, right?
Yeah.
Online at abpropaneaz.com. I always wonder what you guys think when you hear certain words like gasoline, propane, oil.
Hazards.
Combustibles.
Yeah.
Hazards.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. And don't forget to check the Speak Out archive at kntrtalk.com or go to the Speak Out tab when you're on the website. There you go. All right, and Chief Pete, you got some stats for us, and it's not just who was going first.
Chad was going to go first, but
I'm doing like three other things over here, so don't laugh at me, Jim.
Yeah, okay.
you're just listening to the
That's
conversation.
Right.
I'm trying to pick music and all kinds of stuff.
So the thing is, I have my stats up to year to date. So monthly, what the fire department does is actually run our entire staff stats for the department, and what we do is we share them with the city manager, the mayor, council, and they're all posted on our website. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the website, Steve, Jerry, Anthony, they did an excellent job with our new website. I feel it's a lot easier to navigate. Some might not, but there's a lot of information, and we try to share as much information. Well, I love doing it personally on the air too, but I also like doing it via the website. It's so mm-hmm. easily accessible. We just about a month ago, actually it might have been April, we released our 2025 annual report for the fire department. So, and I have archives of all of our annual reports that are available, and that's the fire department's way of telling our story of what we have accomplished for that year. And we do a calendar year. We don't do it via the budget, so it does get some complex when we have to basically straighten it out. But year to date, the fire department, as of May, we have run over almost 4,300 calls for the year. So we're on track to still hitting our 10,000 mark, and we can see the trends of our peak time, and then when our winter visitors come in, the ambulance transport program has been averaging just a shy around 200 to 250 calls a month. This has always been an interesting stat that I've been tracking is 90% of our transports are for residents.
Oh.
So, and we're hovering around this month is about just shy of 10% is non-residents. So the thing is, the individuals that are using our services are our residents. So, I mean, that's my stats. I break it down for EMS, and the majority of our calls, say it is 80% is emergency medical. All right, and that's the category that we have. It's still roughly less than almost 2% fire, and then all the motor vehicle crashes are still within the emergency medical aspect of it. So the thing is, our fire department is busy, and
but only 2%
is actual fires.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So the thing is, and the fires, and I don't know, it's just in the fire service, they always usually come in threes. I don't know what just happens. That's just like with plane crashes, too, or emergencies. They seem like they always come in threes for some reason. But the thing is, you have our department, top-notch. I appreciate all the members of my department and how they serve our community. So if you see a fireman at the grocery store or something like that, you know, please say hi to them. And the thing is, it's all about just that community awareness. But we're here when you need us. And our motto is proudly serving our community. And it's plastered all over our rigs because we are proud to serve Lake Havasu City.
And you do it well.
I appreciate it. Well, I couldn't do it without the support of the entire city, too. So it's just not me. It's with the police department and everybody in the city. The philosophy that the city manager has, the one team aspect, it is truly. Because I couldn't do it, everything that we did, without all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So give credit to all of them. So
all right.
Appreciate it.
Good job.
Good.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
So before we get to the police stats, I noticed the other day there was a press release, and it's on the website now, daily arrests on the city website, and I just checked it out, and it is there. You can see it on the website. So, yeah, daily arrests are a new section of the website. Look at that. Daily arrest bulletin.
Correct.
Live on the city's website. There you go. But it's that's it, though. It's just that day, if you haven't noticed. So what are some of the more notable stats that you have,
sure,
Captain Williams?
Yeah, absolutely. So we carved out a little bit. I give nobody else credit for these. These are all my hardworking men and women.
Well said, well said.
So, again, January to May 31st, calls for service 18,258. Half of those, so 9,600, were 911 calls.
Oh, wow.
Traffic stops for our guys and gals, 3,936 stops. Out of those, we wrote 1,559 citations.
Real quick, this is year-to-date?
No, excuse me. Yes, well, until May 31st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a 5 months worth.
Yeah, they stay busy.
All right.
We had 993 arrests, and out of those arrests, 88 were DUIs. And those were basically the crux of the citation. Mm-hmm.
88 stats. DUIs in 5 months.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I'm not either.
I don't think that's surprising. I think it sounds light to me. I would think there would be more.
Well, we don't know how many are local and how many are visitors.
Yeah, but even so, just the total quantity.
It definitely ebbs and flows, and we certainly see an increase those four times a year when we have our big
holiday. Does that count OUI or on a boat?
No, that's just DUIs in a car.
So. Do your officers, your boating officers, do they make OUI arrests?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Oh. I didn't bring those stats with us, but
they do. Interesting. And then what are some of the rules for the channel around, you know, any time, not to mention around 4th of July weekend?
The channel, obviously, a very populated area, so our enforcement usually steps it up when it gets more congested. But people tend to forget that it's still a no-wake zone. You can't ride on the bow of a boat going through. You obviously have to have a driver that is sober and not been drinking, just like you would in a vehicle. Obviously, we need them to work with themselves when it comes to the way they like to play, so the water cannons. We're constantly readdressing that, throwing footballs across, interfering with navigation, things of that nature. Obviously, overnight mooring is a big one. You know, it's just common sense for the most part, and I know that spots are a premium down there, so the big thing is just being courteous to your neighbors when you're down there. We do break up a lot of scuffles and fights when it comes to just the scarcity of space.
Gosh, what a difficult job that must be for your men and women.
Yeah, they do a lot of babysitting for sure on those major holidays.
You were talking about throwing footballs, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't help but think of in Tampa a few years ago when they won the Super Bowl, throwing the Super Bowl trophy across. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Now you got, boy, did you guys see the Stanley Cup final last night? Any of that?
I didn't.
Carolina Hurricanes won in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wrapped it up 4-1. So Golden Knights will have to come back next year. and give it a shot.
Hopefully.
So. I thought you were a big hockey fan. I know. From Chicago.
No. Blackhawks have always been. I mean, but it's unfortunately that the Bears are, I didn't mean to switch this, but
no, that's cool.
The Bears are going to Indiana.
Yeah, I know. So, you heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I kind of, I mean, everybody did, but it's about time.
They're playing in Indiana.
They're going to Indiana.
But they're not going to be the Indiana Bears.
Sure.
No.
You never know.
Nah, they're going to be playing in, you know, it's all the, what do they call that, the Metroplex?
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
But, hey, can I say one more thing?
I don't know. Can he, Jim?
Yeah, let's let
I get, just get, hey, I just want to just wish everybody happy Father's Day out there. Oh, yeah. This actually Sunday, don't forget. But you needed to have a mother to be a father, so.
You know. That's an interesting observation. Yeah.
I just figured I'd put it out there. Hey, and we're not going to see you until 4th of July, or after 4th of July, at least our segment. So please be safe out there. Be responsible. Take care of each other, and have a good day.
And have a sober driver.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
I was waiting for that's for
Chief. And Chief, yeah. Thank you again for your work in creating the ambulance service.
You're welcome.
Great benefit for the community.
All right. We're going to take this one right up to the top of the hour.
All right.
And where we'll have Sean Hannity, of course, Karate Man, after news and a short break. Captain Williams, great to have you here.
Sir, thank you.
He's a good spokesman.
Oh, 100%. I'd be more than happy to do this every time with him if Troy's out.
I don't want to demote you to PIO, but you do a good job. All right. Everybody stay safe out there. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.